Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church on our weekly podcast, Today's Word, from our Sunday sermon. If after listening you have questions or want to contact us, you can do that at our email at otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com or check out our website at www.otisvillepress.org. By the way, this is the sermon that's going to be used for Palm Sunday. And if you're interested in our services, if you would happen to like to come, you can always go to our website, www.otisvillepress.org, that's with two L's, /holy-week-and-Easter. And that gives you a complete upload of what's going on during Holy Week. This particular story, the Palm Sunday story, is from Mark chapter 11. Verses 1 to 11, and I'm reading from the NIV. Normally, we talk from the Contemporary English Version. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord needs it, and we'll send it back there shortly.'" They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, "What are you doing untying that colt?" They answered as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus, and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest." Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple courts. He looked around at everything, but since it was late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. We know, of course, that our celebrations of Palm Sunday are not exactly like that in many ways, not like that at all. But it is a wonderful opportunity for us to remember the events of that gathering on the way into Jerusalem. So here's the question. Are any of you perfectionists? Are you a little bit OCD, perhaps? Do you need to get the details right to feel comfortable with life? Then you will be delighted to know that Jesus, who was all things to all people, was also a perfectionist. Yes. Well, at least in relationship to the preparations for his arrival into Jerusalem for the Passover that was just about to begin. Now, to help those who may have listened carefully to last week's sermon or last week's podcast, yes, we have traveled backward in time. Last week we were looking at Mark chapter 14, and now we're back up to chapter 11. Last week we talked about the events of Maundy Thursday, and now we are back at the Sunday before on what we call Palm Sunday as a way to honor Jesus' arrival and all the palm branches and coats strewn onto the road as he traveled with his disciples and all the Jewish folk who didn't live in Jerusalem into the great city. Jesus prepared for the day, it appears, with precision. He made sure that as he went into the city, he would arrive just as the prophet Zechariah had predicted. He wanted to make sure, it seems, that if the authorities ever decided to look over his arrival and see if indeed he had fulfilled the scripture, he would have, and that there was nothing to be found for them to complain about. And as it happened, it did happen, just as Zechariah said it would. Everyone in Jerusalem, celebrate and shout, "Your king has won a victory, and he is coming to you. He is humble and rides on a donkey. He comes on the colt of a donkey." Of course, unlike the victorious generals like Caesar, who would ride into the city on a prancing stallion with all the pomp and circumstance and trappings of victory, Jesus rode in on a young colt of a donkey, a symbol more of humility and peace. Caesar would have come with his troops arrayed in shining armor with drums and horns and pennants unfurled. Jesus came instead with his contingent of 12 fishermen and others, many shouting and cheering friends as well. Caesar's troops would have been followed by the shackled, beaten captives from the conquered cities and lands and all the booty seized and taken away. But Here instead, Jesus' disciples were followed by many folks whose lives had been transformed by Jesus' teachings, by his healing touch, by his loving acceptance of women, children, tax collectors, sinners of all kinds, and even Samaritans and Gentiles. Understand, it was by no mistake that the processional into Jerusalem was laid out with precision, a precision that any Sunday school pageant director would love. Jesus the perfectionist, for this event at least, sent his disciples off on a mission to find a colt, the newly born foal of a donkey, never ridden, and to get permission to use it and then bring it back, so that Jesus could arrive in the packed city just as Zechariah had said. So that as he came into the city and came to that spot in the road where all those coming up from Jericho to Jerusalem could finally see the golden dome of the temple glowing with the beams of the sun, all would understand. It was he who Zechariah predicted. The rightful king of Jerusalem had come home, God's only son. And while we may not be perfectionists, we can see the power. We can understand the simple, joyous, even jubilant celebration of the people, crushed under the weight of their own sins, under the weight of their national embarrassment, under the weight of occupation. In these few moments, all hope was restored. God may not have come to rescue them yet, but they believed that God was still coming. All they had to do, could do, was celebrate the God who chooses to send help and the hope and hope in the midst of darkness, who passes over the houses of his people and saves those covered by the blood of the Lamb. Little did they understand that day that the celebration they were in the midst of, the celebration that unleashed their yearning hearts, was actually the beginning of God's fulfillment of his promises to save them. Little did they know that the one they cheered, the one they laid down the branches and coats before, was actually God's Messiah. We do. And we know that there is so much more to come. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And we all say, Amen. Thanks so much for joining us on our podcast today. It's been fun. And remember, if you have questions, you want to know more about Easter, you can always contact us at otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com. That's with two L's, Otisville. Or you can check out our website at www.otisvillepress.org. Thanks for stopping by.